It's too. Wait a second. Do you have the phone?
Oh, I don't have the music. Oops. It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
Dun, da, 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 da.
You didn't do the It's Things That Matter, the Matter with Mike and Nev.
You just
before
did it,
the music.
You just did it for me.
No. It's I say it's stupid. You say it's pointless. I say it's irrelevant. Then you say It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev, and then do the music.
You know what it was? Yeah. I wasn't holding the phone, and so I wasn't in the zone. Oh, let's try it again.
All right. It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Cue the music.
Okay.
Anyway.
Is that right?
Yeah, more or less. Okay. Wow. Anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
Wow, we are on the ball today,
never,
gentlemen.
Never a dull moment.
We are good to go.
I'm Nevin Barish. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And Mike, yep. Maybe the reason we're not on the ball today is because right after this podcast, we're going to be playing Nintendo Wii.
Whee!
Very nice.
Thank you.
But the Wii is a...
Whee!
Okay, one more time. One, two, three. Whee!
And now for the two people that are still listening to this podcast, we're going to play the Nintendo Wii in just a little bit.
And it's great. One of the things I love is Wii Sports.
You know, it's like the best-selling game of all time.
It was funny because it became the best-selling game in like less than 2 years. It broke the record. I think it beat Super Mario Brothers, which was been out since the mid-80s. It is an awesome game. It's very...
it's fun.
It's interactive.
Yeah.
It really encompasses the actual movement if you were playing the real sport.
Mm-hmm. I mean, certain things are better than others in it, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into the boxing personally.
Boxing not good.
And what's frustrating is I'm a huge boxing fan.
Yeah.
And it just, it doesn't quite work. It's not bad. It gets tiring, but it's just not.
Yeah, You know what I'm curious to try, though, is Wii Fit. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I'm curious about that.
And we're going to talk
okay,
about Wii
we are.
Fit
oh, I'm sorry.
In a little bit.
Yes, we are.
Don't jump ahead.
You know what's funny? I don't read these things anymore.
You know, you don't.
I just sort of go with it. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. But anyways, yeah. But no, but the bowling is brilliant on Wii Sports.
It is great.
Fantastic.
And they're coming out with the Wii Sports 2 in the spring.
Right. Wii Sports Resort.
Which, yeah.
I apparently there's going to be, like, sword fighting in it now.
Ooh,
and stuff. It's going to be
fun.
All, yeah. And jet skiing.
I don't know how sword fighting is a resort sport, but okay, whatever works, hey, works for me.
It's all good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And with the funny thing you were telling me about the Wii is that you can purchase and play old Nintendo and Super Nintendo games on it. And here's what's funny to me. With all the new systems that are out there today, what's with this nostalgia with old system games, old 8-bit and 16-bit video games?
Let me tell you, Nevin. No.
Break
this
down
is the thing.
For
okay,
me.
No, but this is the thing with all that, you know. One of the biggest sticking points in the whole video game console thing is what is known as backwards compatibility. Mm-hmm. In other words, that a new generation system, so let's say, for example, the PlayStation 3, mm-hmm. right, which has come out, whether it has the ability to play PlayStation 2 games mm-hmm. or even PlayStation games.
Right.
Now, the thing is that this is actually a bigger deal than you might think, mm-hmm. only because people don't want their old games to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that used to be the case on the old systems.
Right.
When you go from Nintendo to Super Nintendo, your Nintendo games were useless if you got rid of that old system.
Exactly. So, you know, right. So it was just, you know, it was, yeah. And you just don't want it to go to waste. I mean, it's kind of, you know, you buy games to play them. And, you know, and the best games, I think, are the ones that have great replay value that
Absolutely.
You want to play again and again, you know. And, you know, to be honest with you, it saves you money.
Oh, it does.
You know,
it
not
does.
Going out buying new games.
I agree.
Playing your old games.
I agree.
So what Nintendo did is they realized with the Wii that the Wii is not, you know, it can play GameCube games if you put them in.
Okay.
It can do that. I mean,
that's not bad.
Which is a kind of amazing feature, an amazing feature. But they went one step further, which is they made it so that you could download to your Wii virtually every game they've ever made.
Wow.
Just, you know.
So it's not, it's backwards compatibility.
It's
to the next level.
To, like all the way. You
wow.
can download TurboGrafx games
Ooh.
On it. I mean, you can... It's,
that's an old system. That's like going back to like almost around the Nintendo
yes.
time of Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. You can
16.
Download Nintendo. I mean, it's wonderful.
Sega
you
Genesis,
know.
Too, I think you
I
told
believe
me.
You can download some Sega Genesis.
Sega Dreamcast?
No, not Dreamcast yet, as far as I know. I know, but, you know, Nintendo 64,
wow.
you can do. You
That's
know,
amazing.
So, yeah.
Isn't Nintendo great?
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about companies who have changed the world, Nintendo is at the top of my
Absolutely.
List.
You know, and the thing about Nintendo is they do it both because they're incredibly business savvy. You know, well, There are three things, never mind. But they're incredibly business savvy. They know their fans. Mm-hmm. You know, they love
their
fans.
They know them well.
They really love their fans. They know what to do. But it's also because they have at least one of them is just a visionary game designer. Shigeru Miyamoto, mm-hmm. you know, invented Mario, invented Zelda. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong too? Wow.
I mean, there are more. All the Metroid stuff was him. You know, I mean, it's like, it's crazy how much stuff he's, you know, I know there's someone I'm forgetting, but you know, it's like he's... So they have him, and they have him in their corner.
Nintendo is definitely on the ball. And one of the real interesting things about the Wii video game system is Wii Fit.
Yeah, right.
An exercise system.
Here. Now we've gotten to
Wii Fit.
I'm sorry.
Now we've gotten there. And here's the funny, because you haven't played it.
I have not.
I haven't played it.
Okay.
So we can't give you a personal...
You know, let's go buy it.
Let's go buy it right now.
Okay,
leave the podcast running and let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. You go out. I'll start talking.
Okay.
So as you... No, I'm kidding. Come back. No, come back. I don't want to... Fine. Well, the Wii Fit... Here's the thing, as Michael goes to buy the Wii Fit...
Forget it. I'm going to be lazy. Yeah. I want to talk. Yeah, okay.
Did you have that was almost like a Wii Fit in itself, the amount of exercise.
It was hard.
Are you okay?
I haven't gotten up in like an hour. Yeah,
do you want me to wipe your brow?
Would you?
I'll get a paper towel. But the interesting thing about the Wii Fit is this. Okay. I'm not really going to wipe your brow.
Damn. Okay, fine.
That was a joke.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Apology accepted. Wii Fit. I read an interesting article about the Wii Fit the other day. People were saying that it didn't work. But if you take it one step further and you read the article, it doesn't work because people don't use it.
Right.
It's like any other exercise. You know, if you're on a diet and you don't follow the diet... The diet will not help you, and you can't play the diet for your lack of success.
You know, the funny thing is with the Wii Fit, the one thing it does that's ridiculous is it records, it bases your success with it on the body mass index, which is just not helpful. I mean, this is like, you know, this is the thing that I think determined that a 10-year-old was fat.
Really?
Which she wasn't at all, because it's like her, just the way her shape was or whatever. You know, I think it determined that Shaquille O'Neal was like obese when they did body mass index.
Right,
you know,
right.
Not exactly, you know, he's a large man. He's not exactly obese.
No.
So, you know, it's not the greatest barometer.
Well, you know, it might not be a great barometer. However, I do think it's a good exercise system. I do think you use it, it can work.
Absolutely.
You can lose weight.
Absolutely.
If used regularly, I think... People, like every other exercise fad out there, they buy it, they use it once or twice, and they put it away.
Right.
They put back the 2 pounds they lost and then some, and then complain that it didn't work.
Right.
That's American society for you. So, of course, Nintendo's a Japanese company. You do the math. And there we go.
I'm doing it. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, while you do the math, let's go into our
letters
section.
Oh, letters!
So, did you figure out the math already?
No, I'll do it after the podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, off the show. We always encourage letters from our listeners.
Give me a
Can I read this now?
All right.
Is it okay?
Gonna wipe my brow?
Okay, as I wipe my brow.
Hey, you actually did it. Okay, yeah.
I want to tell us that you
thank
can...
You. Yeah.
What was it? Just you go do this part, because you keep making me laugh.
Okay. You know, we encourage you to send us letters. You can email us, I believe, what is it, Mike and Nev?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even here. I'm just, you've interrupted me. I don't know anything.
Okay.
I'm just going to put
it on
now.
Well, then I guess I've forgotten exactly, because you run that part of this, so I don't know exactly what the email address is. You sure you don't want to tell us?
No, keep going.
But our letter this week comes from Gail from Louisville. Are you texting on your cell phone?
No, keep. You're doing fine. All right.
And Gail writes us. She's referring to the tennis discussion that we had last week. So here it is. Tennis is a mental...
I'm sorry. I'm not here. I'm sorry.
Tennis is a mental sport as well as physical. The mental part of the player's game is every bit as important. They need to concentrate, and if the crowd is there screaming and chanting their names and setting up music on their cell phone, Nevin. God, this sounds like Nintendo Wii music.
Everybody groove!
Everybody?
Okay, I've done proving my usefulness. You were saying?
They need to concentrate the players. And you know what? Okay, Gail, I'm sorry. We're going to read this super quick. This is the third attempt that I've made to read this letter.
Tennis is a mental... It's not easy.
Now it's the fourth attempt. Thank you, Nevin. Tennis is a mental sport as well as physical. The mental part of the player's game is every bit as important. They need to concentrate. And if the crowd is there screaming and chanting their names, it is hard to. Also, it is a very classy sport played all over the world. It is common courtesy to remain quiet during tennis. And that's from Gail from Louisville. Where to begin with this letter?
Well, you know what I like about this letter? Okay. She agrees with me.
I see. Okay. You know what?
Gail is in my corner.
Congratulations, Nevin. All right.
And she's from... It's funny. You get this perspective from a woman in Kentucky.
That's true.
You got to give her points for that.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I mean, she... Yeah. No, you do. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Okay. So that's my argument.
Okay. See... All right. The thing is, to me, let me just, you know, this gets, I mean, Gail, thank you for the letter, it's good, and I still don't quite understand the connection between classy sport and common courtesy to remain quiet, but whatever. But to me, the thing is, though, don't all players in games need to concentrate?
True.
So, like, why does tennis get this special treatment?
Because it's classy and it's a common courtesy. It's a little... It's dignified, Michael. It's okay, a dignified
baseball,
sport.
Baseball...
Baseball's not a dignified sport.
No, but it's, like, considered America's pastime.
That doesn't make it dignified.
Okay.
What in America American created is dignified?
Good.
We created
darts. You
know
what's funny? I came up with scones for a second and then I remember no, that's British.
It's British.
Yeah, that's... you're right. Good point.
So... All right, Gail wins.
All right, Gail, good job. Point for Gail.
So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
Do 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 do. Whatever the melody is.
Do 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 do.
Okay,
good. All right. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Wee Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. Is it Things That Matter?
Wee!